Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hell yeah. Part one was so good, we put on part two. Really, part one was just a tribute to Bruce.
Yeah, and a setup, basically, for part two, for the actual...
For the actual draft show. Yeah, yeah, that was all the pre-bullshit. Now we're going to get into the sports, which it works. And I was explaining, and this is perfect, because the music's playing. At the concert, Clark was trying to talk to me while the music was blasting in our ear. And I couldn't hear a word he was saying. What was that, Clark?
At the concert, what did I say?
Yeah, you would
just
lean into my ear. And for some reason, when Brent leaned in my ear, I could hear just fine. But you have a low register when you talk.
What? I have a low register?
You have
why,
a very low
that?
Register.
No.
100% accurate.
What I was doing was bitching about the opening band that we caught. I thought there was a lot of great musicians up there, and there was one that just kind of he rubbed me the wrong way. That's
well,
what I was
he had a stupid hat on, and he used to be on the Ben Daly Show, or the Daily Ben Show.
The Carson Daly Show.
Yeah, that
he
guy
was the house band leader for 4 years.
That was the dumbest show on fucking television.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Carson Daly would just sit
the
there.
The other
on...
two guys on the guitars?
Yeah, good.
Man,
talented.
They played off each other, man, and they sounded great together. It was a good show. And then Shooter I enjoyed really well as well.
Yeah, yeah, Shooter was all right. Yeah. So, anyways. Well, what I was saying, anyways, Bruce took me in. He was about my age now, which when I reflect back on that, that's something. Because I wouldn't take a kid in now. You know, if the neighbor kid, if there was the little latchkey kid was coming around here eating pizza, I wouldn't take him in.
I got to be honest. It's a big responsibility to do.
Yeah, you
I
know,
that
because
a ton of credit. I
there's some news for you on a
breaking
whole different
news.
Level.
Breaking news today, yeah.
Breaking news.
Oh, this is a sports machine. Again. Yeah, I'm going to be a dad for the second time.
Number two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number two. Due coming October.
You know, statistically speaking, and I just made that up.
You made up?
Second round picks tend to be better than first round
it's
picks.
True. Brett Favre, second round pick.
Yeah. So maybe you should name your kid Brett.
Matt Forte.
Boy or girl.
Pick, right?
There you go. Yeah, name him Forte Favre. Lawrenson.
Brett Butler. Brett. Was there a Brett Butler?
There's
a
Rhett Butler. There's an actor.
Wasn't there a woman named Brett Butler who was a comedian?
There's Brett Butler, the baseball player, then Brett Butler. Wait. Yeah. She was on Grace Under Fire.
Yes.
Yes.
So Brett's a boy or girl name.
It
so
can be.
Maybe if you want your child, your number two, to be better than number one, I'd consider naming it Brett.
I don't know. Brett with an N or no N in there?
Brett.
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 One
like
tier,
Brett Favre.
One tier two.
Like Favre Bay.
Do you want a one tier two?
I don't know, man. That's up to you and your. Well, you're kind of hipster, so
write it down.
You're the world's worst hipster. So I'd give it a number two T's.
What are you talking about?
Three T's. I'd go three T's.
I'm not a hipster.
You're the world's
you're
worst hipster.
Than
you're the world's
you know
worst
you're more
hipster.
Of a hipster than me. You're wearing the vintage hoodie.
I grew up listening to Bo Cephas.
Whatever those hats called. He's wearing one of his hipster hats.
Hipster hat.
This
hipster
is not
hat.
A hipster hat.
That's
this
literally
is a,
what it's called.
And those curls going on in all your hair.
This
out
is
there.
The same
yeah.
hat Dusty Rhodes wore in 1975.
Yeah, and hipsters wear it in 2018.
You're crazy. Absolutely. Well, congratulations, buddy. Mazel tov.
Thank you much. I appreciate
it. I wish you the best. And I know you didn't go with this for your first child, but if you have a boy, you're welcome to Alfred Ferdinand Lawrenson the IV.
Okay.
Or if you have a girl, you're more than welcome to Elfwina Frida Lawrenson the First.
Say that again.
Elfwina Frida Lawrenson.
Wait, Al, can you just pass on your lineage to someone
else? I can
else?
Do whatever the hell I want.
I think he can do what he wants with the name. Like, it's his right now.
Sports
it's
machine.
True.
Do I have the right to?
100% accurate.
It's amazing. See? That sports machine that he got at the garage.
It's always on his side. It's weird.
It's with him somehow.
Inaccurate.
It sides with Clark all the time.
It's so
believe
funny.
Me. You
sometimes
believe
you
me.
Hear Al sound talking, and he sounds just like that without
it
the
is.
Modulation.
It is. So, like, in headphones, I hear it modulated, but on the outside, another ear, I can hear him talking.
Guys,
I don't know what's going on here.
We don't talk about that, Billy.
I reprogrammed the sports machine. Of course I use my voice. I mean, are you
that
dense? Please.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I am a draft king. I don't need to be questioned like this. Subjects here. So, Billy Kyrus, for the last 50 years has come in for our draft pregame show. It's a tradition.
50 or 60.
Billy's turning 30 this week.
He is.
Yes.
Yep. So the 50, okay, funny. I get you.
Clark is correct. It is impossible.
Sports Machine on myself.
Hey, there you go. There you go. All right. I now 100% believe the Sports Machine.
Yeah, I'm unplugging the Sports Machine. I'm going to pull that plug right now.
Billy, now that we're back and getting our gears going, we're about to go on this Facebook live feed featuring the Dolly Parton prayer candle. Mm. That's how we're going to roll. Mm. But I wanted to thank you because you actually had us both on. Well, first you asked Al to be on the show.
Yep.
You had Al on first.
I said,
and then you're like,
you wanted
I guess
challenge.
You can invite Clark so he doesn't feel so bad. Then we did one where you guys invited us on, and I had a great time.
Yes, I did too.
I did. And that kind of got our gears moving a little bit. And soon after that, we picked back up with our second podcast.
I must say, I don't want to take all the credit for it, but I'll take most of the credit for you guys coming back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah, sure. So you just need a kick in the butt.
I give you credit.
And I'm the best butt kicker in town, baby.
Let me say thank you.
That word has gone around.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, and maybe we should get you. You do this. You get that live thing going. I'm going to talk to Billy for a second.
Yes.
All right. Good.
If you and I, if I had a wager with you, okay.
Why are you waving money in my face?
Let's say you and I bet $100.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And you won the bet.
Yes.
And then I said, "Hey, Billy.
Yes.
I have a $100 bill in my hand. Now this is only a dollar for illustrative purposes.
Sure.
I have a $100 bill in my hand.
You know this isn't on TV. You can just tell it's $100, right?
I guess I could.
Okay.
All right. This is yours. This is what you won from me.
Sure.
And then I did this.
Whoa, that's my money, bro.
How would you feel about that?
Not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah.
Would you still expect $100?
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't just say, well, the dollar is burning. The dollar's in flames.
What is he doing?
The dollar is completely.
Water in that glass?
No, that's a candle
water.
Glass.
Yeah, that's water. That's fine. Yeah. If you want to get in the whole discussion that money is worthless and it's all a faith-based system in which nothing backs it up,
I have a feeling that's not.
Okay,
where
we're not doing that.
He's about to be a major league asshole.
We were taking
not
off the gold standard and through Richard Nixon. No, we weren't doing that. Okay.
Can you swear on this
right.
podcast?
Yeah, a little bit. It's G, so be careful. So Clark, bets me because he's a fake Michigan fan that Michigan's going
to
beat Villanova.
Okay, world's worst hipster.
No, I didn't bet you that Michigan
fake
would
Michigan
beat Villanova.
Fan.
Yeah. I bet you. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that is correct.
That is correct.
Modulation.
Clark was false. So I bet Clark that Michigan was going to lose because they're losers. And I was going to take Villanova and give him a point spread. And in return, I was going to get bacon.
You're going to get bacon?
That was the bet. I was going to get some bacon.
Thick cut bacon, maple bacon.
High end quality bacon.
Sure. Okay. Straight off the butcher shop.
So
okay.
We go over to Clark's for WrestleMania, and he's having a breakfast themed WrestleMania, and he owes me bacon. In the middle
perfect.
Of the thing.
Perfect timing.
As the baby's crying, Clark. Undertaker's coming out. All of a sudden, the smoke alarm goes off, and I see, just like you saw that dollar bill, I smell the bacon. It's permeating in my nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
My odorific fill.
Sure.
Odor things are going off. Those senses in the head.
Olfactory.
Olfactory. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why you're here. The olfactory nerves are going off, and all of a sudden, the bacon's on fire, and he's feeding it to the rats.
Not even to his baby?
Not
to the
even
rats?
To the baby. He's putting it in the alley so the rats can eat the smoke and bacon. I got no bacon. It was just like setting that dollar bill on fire.
Okay. I'm just upset. I'm upset at all of this, Clark.
He's been talking about this on every podcast since the incident.
This is just 3 years ago.
So our regular listener.
3 weeks.
Our regular listener has been hearing this over and over, and he's sick of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yes.
Give me a call if you're sick of it.
Yeah.
760-454-8834 760-454-8834 If you're sick of me talking about it, call in. Clark, no callers.
No callers.
No callers. So they're obviously not sick of me talking about it.
Oh Jesus. Listen to this.
Billy Kyrus.
Yes.
100% the world's greatest draft analyst.
Some people
not
say
on television.
I mean, I don't say it, but some people say it.
I'm saying it right now.
I'm saying it right now.
You are absolutely the best.
Thank you, sir.
And every year you come with knowledge that just blows me out of the water.
I am ready to blow you out of the water again.
Thank
now.
You for that. Thank you.
Now I have a question for you.
Clark,
would you say that us having you on our original podcast a few times,
yes,
for the draft shows and whatnot, did that kind of get you interested in doing a show of your own?
No.
So basically you're telling me that you give us all credit for you doing your show.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
no. I mean, yes. No, you guys, I saw what a sports podcast could be when I went on that one time.
Oh, you saw it and you said, oh, I can make this.
And I said, I can fucking do this. If you guys could do this, I can do this. But yeah, no, that was.
You're welcome then.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Park knows it's all about choosing the right partner. That's, mm-hmm. that's the key. And I think you had a fine gentleman in Travis Beanums.
Travis Beanums. Oh, yeah. Travis Ben.
Yeah. And it was good times and great oldies. And,
it was.
I hope you guys get back together. I hope maybe one day, maybe you being on this will reinvigorate you to get with Travis. You guys could do it from separate locations.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think it works best when people are face to face.
You don't like the Skype with the few second delay?
No.
Yeah, remember, what? It's a little weird, doesn't it? Yeah.
What was it? No,
have you guys done that?
Yeah. Go ahead. What do you want?
Yeah. Have you guys done it?
Yeah, we did it a few times. It just was not.
It's hard. You need to have patience with it. You have to wait until somebody completely finishes talking. And then you have to.
According to statistics, they're your lowest rated programs.
See?
Now,
there
it
is.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Sort of, I thought you shut that thing down.
Well, I plugged it back in when we had to do the whole restart.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
So I'm somewhat excited about this draft. It's quarterback heavy up top.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a wild card. You have maybe the world's greatest running back in it. Where does he fall? Is he going to be a top 10 pick, obviously?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Top five?
Well, that's the thing, man. I mean, Saquon Barkley is I wouldn't say generational, but he is on, I'd say, most of the scouts and most of these guys' boards. He is the number one true talent. I mean, he is an athletic freak. He's fast. He's smart. He can play. You know, he's a great running back. He's a great receiver. He's also the best blocker in the running back position coming out. He returned kicks for touchdowns. I mean, this dude just does it all. And he's a workout machine. I mean, this dude just is the best player in this draft. But because he plays a position that it's a maybe 6 to 8 years.
1980s, first pick in the draft. Hands down.
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is. Okay. I mean, he's a little bit of Barry Sanders in his game, and he can catch. Man, he is good, but it's just quarterbacks are just the shit right now, and he just can't. You know,
John Gruden would probably trade up to get a guy from the 1980s
he
or
does.
Maybe like the mid 90s, late
90s. He's in that time machine.
Yeah.
Now, Billy on the spot.
Yes.
Would you put Quan in the Hall of Fame?
Quan? Oh,
you
Saquon?
Said, you said Saquon. So Quan.
Saquon
in the College Football Hall of Fame?
No, in the NFL in the future.
Oh, I'm looking forward and
projecting
he is...
the future. Do you think Quan's a Hall of Famer? How do you say his name?
Sure, Saquon.
Saquon, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I think if nothing else, he's going to make at least four or five Pro Bowls. I mean, with the violence in the game and the hitting going down, I think this is actually the perfect time to grab a guy like this because. You know, who knows what the game's going to look like in 5-6 years. And I think he can be the rookie leading rookie rusher. He can be top five rusher for, you know, years to come. And he can catch and he can block. He can play all three downs. You don't need to take him off the field. I mean, this is a guy who, yeah, he absolutely could be a Hall of Famer.
My biggest flaw in my year-long fantasy is, and this is your strength, is I've always downgraded and not picked up running backs or rookies.
Yeah.
And it's hurt me. And I realize because every year I go back and I write down what's my biggest flaw. And it's not drafting rookies. Do you think this guy is going to be a viable top five fantasy draft pick at the running back position?
I mean, depending on where he goes, I mean, he's going to land on one of these teams coming up.
Right.
I mean, in the top, if he falls past six, I mean, I'd be shocked.
Okay.
I'd be shocked. I mean, like, I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I'll put that out there. And if he falls to seven, I'd be elated. But, I mean, Cleveland's got a great offensive line. The Giants would be a little tricky. But I think with all the weapons on the outside, he could get the ball, you know, and still make a lot of plays. The Jets, I think he could – he's not going to end with the Jets. But Denver, I think he could be 25 touches a game. You know, Indy could be 25 touches a game with a decent offensive line, too, if they bolstered it up in the second round. I mean, this guy is, for fantasy, yeah, this guy is him, and there's a couple other guys, if you want to talk about that later, that I think are going to be, like, top five, top 10 running backs in the league coming right out.
So does that decrease his value even further, realistically, if there's five guys that he'll obviously be the best of the bunch, in theory.
I don't think there's five guys. I think there's did I say five? If I said that, I apologize. I meant two or three that could be top five, top ten.
Okay.
Yeah. And he is just the class of this draft. Him and the offensive guard, Quentin Nelson, I think,
who
are just oof.
Has been rumored to go to Chicago. We picked up his coach.
Yes. Yes. This
coach
is a mean dude, man. You guys, if he gets in there with Cody Whitehair and Kyle Long, I mean, this dude's big, he's strong, and he just dominates.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's the perfect guy for Chicago, I think. I mean, he's gonna dominate the interior line, and he's going to create holes for Jordan Howard. And I think you did it last year with him and Trubisky just running the ball fucking 40 times a game.
My absolute favorite pick for the Bears at that position.
Quentin Nelson, yeah.
Besides, like, unrealistically, Stubb falls.
Right, right. No, Nelson's the guy. I would love to have him join this team. Basically, for the Bears, and if I'm going a little bit off here just for a second, it's just the best player available, or the best, like, obviously, receiver might not be the place, quarterback not the place right now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
I mean, at number eight, this is also a great draft to trade
there. Boom. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good draft to trade down, too.
I'm all right with that.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
And, I mean, especially if you're looking for a wide receiver, the best one is Ridley coming to Alabama. But if you got him earlier than 14 or 15, I think that'd be a mistake. He's a mid-level first-round talent, but he's still going to be really good. So that's a guy you can trade down for. I mean, there's a lot of players, because those quarterbacks, there's five quarterbacks I think are going to go in the first 12 picks.
Crazy.
So, and there's a lot of, not necessarily skill positions, but, you know, defensive backs, there's safety, there's great linebackers, there's great linemen, great defensive linemen coming out that you can trade down for and still get someone really, really good.
You said Ridley no sooner than 15th?
Yeah.
But what have I seen on him? He's like a deep threat?
He's more of a slot guy.
Okay.
Because he's not very big. Like, he's tall-ish,
gotcha.
But he's very slender. He was listed at 190, but I think during the combine he came in at like 182.
Okay.
And that's just really small for a wide receiver.
Okay.
But he's got good hands. He had a lot of volume 2 years ago. Last year, not so much. I think he had 50 catches last year. The year before that, he had about 75.
Okay.
And he's good. He's just not like, he's no AJ Green. He's not Odell Beckham. He's not Mike Evans. He's not coming in and changing your offense, but he'd be a good weapon to add, especially for a young quarterback. I think he'd be safe and reliable weapon to add.
Okay.
For me, that would be the worst pick for the Bears. If they go receiver in the first round, I'd be upset. Even if they had traded down.
It's not a great wide receiver class.
Mm-mm. And wide receiver, that's what they did during free agency. Gabriel. Along with, of course, Allen Robinson.
Yeah, true.
So it's like, why would they be looking for a wide receiver right now? I think that Nelson is the guy that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Billy, you've done a mock draft yourself.
I tried.
So why don't we...
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, let's get your top five.
Top five, okay. Well, this is who I think they're going to pick, not who I think are the best.
Okay.
All right, so Cleveland number one, Josh Allen. I think it's shown that their GM, John Dorsey, likes big arms. And likes a lot of talent, and Josh Allen out of Wyoming, the quarterback.
Big arms are important, but, you know, big hands.
He does have big hands, though.
Okay.
He's a Carson Wentz clone as far as size goes.
Okay.
And speed. He's like 6'5", 230, ran a 4.7 at the combine. Can throw the ball probably, I think they showed him in the combine, like 80 yards in the air. But he struggles a lot with accuracy. I'll get to that later.
And that's the Browns who also have the fourth pick.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So I think they have to go quarterback first because that's just what they do.
They need it.
Again, this is as you see them picking it.
Correct.
I
would do so many things different.
You would do it if you were running each.
Yeah.
Show.
If I was head of the Browns, I'd do things so much different. Number two.
To see if you're thinking about trade downs, but go ahead.
I'm not doing trade downs in this mock whatsoever.
Okay. All right.
In the second, with the Giants, I'm going Sam Darnold, the quarterback out of USC.
Mm-hmm.
Also big. Prototype arm.
Okay.
He knows exactly what he's doing most of the time. He's just a good, solid dude. He does turn the ball over a little too much, but yeah, whatever. It's the Giants. Who cares? Third, the Jets. They traded up to number three, so they have to go quarterback.
Yeah,
I would say Josh Rosen for them. Okay. Quarterback out of UCLA.
So far, you've been spot on with Jason Owens' mock draft.
Who's Jason Owens?
No idea. Yahoo Sports.
Okay. Fourth, Cleveland.
You've switched them around. I'm looking at Monday morning quarterback, King, Peter King.
Fourth, Cleveland. This one was a struggle for me because it's if I were them, I'd go Barkley.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think they go Nick Chubb. You add him, or not Nick Chubb, Bradley Chubb. Put him opposite of Myles Garrett, the number one overall pick last year, and that with Emmanuel Ogbah coming off the bench, and that is the one hell of a defensive line. Five, Denver. This is where I got a little weird.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, wow, yeah. This is your first difference.
First difference, yeah. So that's – I just think he's – I think they give him a little too much crap. Like, he's not Johnny Manziel. He wins. He won the Heisman. He won the Davey O'Brien Award. He completed 70% of his passes. I mean, I know, of course, you get mad at me, Al, with these comps, but best case scenario, he's an athletic Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like, worst case scenario is Johnny Manziel, obviously. But
really, it's not unrealistic to think, because this mock draft has him going at 11 to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's not unrealistic, and it's actually very likely that somebody is going to highly rate a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to jump from what they're expected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just happens because there's so few chances at quarterback. That's why the Bears moved up last year, even though they probably didn't need to. They wanted to make sure they had their guy. And if you have a shot at a quarterback and you need a quarterback and you don't have a franchise, you start and you try.
And you trade up even if you don't have to.
Yes.
Okay.
Lesson learned, Clark.
All right, good.
That is accurate.
Hey, Sports Machine. On my side again. That's two.
There you go. You want me to finish out top 10?
Yeah, why
you got
not,
Bears?
Billy?
Okay,
we'll,
cool.
We'll pause at Chicago.
Are you here? Sure. Are you here at the Colts?
Yes, Colts.
Oh, and we can even pause at the Buccaneers if you'd like.
Question at the Colts?
Sure.
Do you have any concern about Andrew Luck?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Why
of
would
course.
I not?
Why would anyone get pissed off? The friends that we went to the show with the other night, we're very offended when we mentioned that we have concerns about Andrew
they
Luck.
They went off. They were like, no. Why would we even have a concern? That makes
Wait,
no
was
sense.
It Brent?
Brendan.
Okay,
yeah.
Brent. Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it's like we just were the rudest people in the world when all we brought up was our concerns.
There's absolute concerns.
There is a weird, disconnect coming out there if a player is medically cleared to play and he just doesn't. And he doesn't really come out and say why.
Yeah.
I think that's odd. I mean, obviously, do I trust team doctors? Fuck no. Like, they want to get the player out there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And if Andrew Luck wasn't feeling it, I mean, the quarterback position is such a mental game, too. If he's not feeling it 100%, like, don't go out there. I get that, but...
Then you're Derrick Rose. And then when you go out there, you get hurt because you didn't go when the doctors told you.
Did you see what Derrick Rose did yesterday? He was lighting it up. He helped the Minnesota Timberwolves.
He
the victory.
He didn't hurt a team. Yes, he did very well, Clark.
He did fine.
He did okay.
I'm telling you, there's a little bit left in that tank.
Some red on that, Rose.
Give it a couple kicks.
So moving on to number six. Oh, yeah, we're doing Indy right now. I mean, you have to if he's there. Saquon Barkley. And, I mean, you add him with, Andrew Luck hopefully coming back. And that is just – that takes a lot of pressure off that shoulder,
Mm-hmm.
Seven, Tampa Bay.
The miserable Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We added JPP and Vinny Kerr in the on the offseason.
In the offense.
In the offense, on the defense this time. We'll let him play defense this year. Fun fact.
That team was very interesting to play daily fantasy sports with last year.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
Avoid.
Not avoid.
Wait, let's ask the sports machine.
Yeah, the sports machine. What would you do with them in daily fantasy football last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Avoid him at all costs.
Damn.
Who would have thought?
88% accurate. They failed every damn time.
You sounded legit offended by the sports machine there.
How dare you?
You're like, really?
Wait, can you recalculate?
Recalculate.
88%.
Well, I think the machine's mad at me now.
Yeah, I'm a machine. I don't have feelings.
There.
My bad. So sorry about that.
100% accurate. You're bad.
So Tampa Bay's up. I mean, dude, we got so many issues. Safety is a big one. Cornerback's another one. Could always use another linebacker. Offense is somewhat okay. We need a franchise left tackle, but there's no one in this draft. I think the best playmaking safety is Minka Fitzpatrick out of Alabama. He's just a hell of a player. He can cover lots of ground, play center field for you. And I have an interesting pick for our second round, too, which I'll get to later, if you all will let me. And then I just think he's a plug-and-play starter. And we're starting Chris Conte at free safety. So for the love of God, right. We need a safety.
So who is it again?
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
I first linked to Derwin James, too, or Denzel Ward, but I just think he's the best safety available.
Peter King in Sports Illustrated Monday Morning Quarterback. I'm looking at this scenario where four different scenarios for the top 12. So they get to do four.
Yeah.
But in three out of the four, they have the Buccaneers taken Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy has Minkah going to the Bucs as well.
Yeah. I mean, he's been linked to us for fucking 3 months now. Number eight, Chicago. You know who I got on him. Quentin Nelson, if he's available. That's the other guy I want Tampa to get to, but we just I love the guard position, but we need the playmaking safety, so I was picking Minkah, but I have you guys picking Quentin Nelson. Yeah. I think he just bolsters the middle of that line, and it's just down, shut down. Like, you guys are going to be great running the ball in the middle.
I have, in this guy's mock draft, Quentin Nelson goes sixth to the Colts.
Yeah.
How are your four, Clarks? Is he available, or?
Who's that?
Nelson. Is he available on the Bears?
Yeah, Nelson's in three out of four.
Okay. I'm hoping this is really the best case scenario for us, besides Chubb falling, or even Barkley.
Yeah, I'll take Chubb, too.
And in their fourth scenario, they don't even have him going before. They just have the Bears taking Denzel Ward.
Denzel Ward's a great cornerback out of OSU. Mm-hmm. I ran like a 4.3 in the combine. He's like 6 foot, 180, can guard your cover the best receiver on the field. He's going to be good, too.
This guy has again, Tremaine Edmonds.
Tremaine Edmonds is a athletic freak, and I was actually going to ask you guys about this guy.
Yeah.
Because I had four different picks for you guys for that first one, or three different. It was Ward, Nelson, or Edmonds. Edmonds is an athletic freak, but he's 19 years old and has very little football instincts.
Okay.
So he gets lost a lot on the line of scrimmage. So, like, if the run's going right, it's a fake. He's always to the right. He's trying to make the big play, and he'll get swallowed up.
See, and
so
now,
with Fangio, what do you guys think?
Well, you're talking to me as a Bears fan here.
Yes,
and
that I am.
You said that very little experience.
He's 19.
Okay, so the Bears drafted Mitchell Trubisky last year.
Heard of him.
How many games played?
13 starts.
13
two.
Starts.
He played two
and
games.
And then a few years earlier, under the old regime, they drafted a cat named Kyle Long, who I believe had only played in about 13 games or something like that.
Two games.
So they don't mind doing that. So maybe
Kyle Long was
right
was an Emory pick, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I said different regime.
Okay, you
that's
did.
What it meant.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Okay. You should tune in more.
He heard Kyle Long.
I did hear Kyle Long.
And then
I think this is just if Vangio gets him and he can turn him into anything, I think him and Floyd for you guys is going to be a great.
Well, and at linebacker, the
great
Bears,
linebacking core.
The Bears have kind of they could use that a little bit.
You can hide him in a different position. You know, you could put him maybe on an outside and just have him work a run. He's not to me. I'm just there's something there's a vibe I'm getting that says don't do it.
You just don't like young people.
That's probably true. Yeah.
88% accurate.
Monday morning quarterback here. And again, Billy, we're putting you up against the guys with the most reads. You know, these guys are all getting big reads and everything. And I'm with you on pretty much everything that we're doing here. I want that to be known.
Thank you, sir.
We are with Billy Kyrus, our draft guru here on Live at the Sports Attic with Larcher and Lawrence. And he is Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III. He is my co-host. And my name is Clark Lawrence in the first. Give us a call if you're listening live at 761-454-8834. We are on Facebook Live right now where you are getting a live feed of the Dolly Parton prayer candle. She is lit. They're getting some, like, zooms in and zooms out.
Now, when you say she's lit, Clark, you mean, like, she's lit?
Like the
or
kids.
Or do you think,
like the kids.
Like, I lit the candle.
You guys are
exactly
so hip.
Like the kids are. So, or just leave us a comment on the Facebook thing, and we will get to your question. We do have draft guru Billy Kyrus here. Your guy Tremaine Edmonds that we were just speaking of, our guys here say that four out of four of them have him going the next pick to the 49ers.
To the 49ers, yeah. I mean, I could see that happening too. This is it's a guy who, he could go literally anywhere from Chicago at eight to I could see him even falling to Green Bay at 14. I mean, this is a guy who's got great talent, but again, 19 years old, very little football instincts as far as, you know, he just doesn't have a high football IQ. So he's going to need a really good offensive defensive coordinator. Yeah.
If somehow the Bears end up with him, I would trust Fangio to be good for him.
It'd be a good spot for him to fall. Yeah. A good spot for him to go to.
Right.
Fangio likes veterans.
Sure.
Ever notice that? I mean, it's not like he wants this young project. And
he's more about
he's a miracle worker.
It's his system.
Yeah, the guy's system, it works, and he is going to get people in the right position.
Billy, that was
yes.
one of my favorite moves of the offseason.
Which one?
Was the Bears holding on to Vic Fangio.
Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic.
It's. I mean, I saw it throughout the years with Tampa with Monty Kiffin. I mean, if you have a good coach who knows exactly what they're doing and can run a system that you can plug players into, why the hell would you get rid of them? Like,
right.
keep bringing them back, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Especially if the league hasn't really figured out. I think Chicago is a team on the come up, especially defensively. I mean, you guys last year were decent
with
nothing else,
talent.
With a lot of injuries.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, we'll move on then to the San Francisco pick.
You want to? Okay, sure. Well, I have him grabbing Denzel Ward. I think he'd be a great protege under Richard Sherman.
Yep.
I think Richard Sherman could play the left side. Denzel Ward could play the right side. Yeah, I just think he's the best cornerback in the draft. And it'd be kind of silly to let him fall any further.
And Ohio State love producing those cornerbacks.
Marcus Lattimore last year, man, he was something else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ohio State, there's a couple other Ohio State guys, too, that I like coming out. I just think their defensive coordinator is amazing. Urban Meyer knows exactly what he's doing, too. So Oakland at 10, this is where I get a little weird, where I don't think – a lot of people have Roquan Smith going there. I like a guy who reminds me of Al a little bit.
Very talented.
Vita Vea, defensive tackle from Washington, 6'5", 350.
Oh, yeah.
Ran a 5-flat at the combine. He is – funny to say, I wrote this down. I didn't know if this was an actual saying. He's a franchise nose tackle.
Awesome.
This is a guy who – and I'm going to say this is a guy a lot in this podcast. I apologize.
No, that's all right.
So this Vita Vea – will take on two blockers and then just dominate them the entire game. He will plug up the middle. You'll not be able to run up the middle against this guy.
So this is a fella who can take up a lot of space.
This is a man.
This is a
grown boy.
That's a
grown man right
this
there.
This is a beast.
This is a Haloni Nada.
This is a brick shit house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and right. Those are the guys. When I play Madden and I'm building a franchise, that's my position I play in Madden. Those are the guys
I knew you'd
for.
Like this guy.
Yeah, totally.
I like that a lot.
Is he good at the swim technique?
He's amazing.
More of a
trucker. Amazing.
Trucker.
Do you guys remember the big quarterback, Jared Lorenzen?
Of course,
talking about Hosses. Kentucky, and then he got a ring with
Raiders?
The Giants.
He did, yeah. He was the Pillsbury throw boy.
He had gotten up to 500 pounds, was playing in some, like, secondary arena league.
Yeah.
He got hurt, and now just this week there's a big story out about he's dropped about 100 pounds.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, New Jersey River Cats he played for.
About 400. That's a great – nice job there.
Thanks,
Bear.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Draft expert here.
You know you're – yeah. And secondary arena league team. That's excellent.
Now, I've tried to make me in Madden as quarterback.
Doesn't
where
work.
I'm like a 350-pound, 5'8", doesn't work.
I got to play quarterback for three downs because it was a three and out, of course.
Sure.
In junior tackle football.
Yeah.
In my one pass to the tight end, it was fine. It was like right here, like right above his forehead. Like the tight end should make that catch.
Yeah.
And it would have been a first down, and he dropped it.
What was his name?
Dropped
what
it.
Was his name?
His name was Greg.
Shout him out.
Shout out to Greg. Rest in peace, Greg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a downer.
Well, I mean,
89% accurate.
100% accurate.
Definitely. Rest in peace.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, Greg.
No,
all right. But, no, this is a position that it's not drafted highly. It's not something you think about a lot. But if this guy is who we think he is, 10, 12 years in the league, pro bowler, probably every year.
Wow.
Like, that's how good this guy is.
Yeah, I'm curious. That's a guy I'd like to watch.
You'd like him.
Already do.
Let's bring him in.
Yeah, get him on the show.
Vita Vea coming in.
Do you remember Keith Trailer of the Chicago Bears?
Keith Tractor Trailer?
Yeah.
No, it's Robert Tractor Trailer. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Number 94 with the thing, yeah.
Him in Washington.
Yeah, those
they,
two
they were the big fellas under there.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Good
fun
times.
Years.
Well, we don't have to tell a Buccaneers fan about Warren Sapp.
No, you don't.
Bit. That man just took up space.
Mm-hmm.
He was no Steve McMichael.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And no Super Bowl MVP.
You know, there is something funny, Al. I think you're wrong a lot, but there's something to be said about the Warren Sapp making the Hall of Fame and Steve McMichael. I think they have about the same sacks.
Right.
Which is like a little known fact. I think it's like 100 to like 98. It's not that far off. And McMichael's not in the Hall of Fame, right?
And I believe McMichael holds the record for most safeties.
It's just weird that it's that Sapp's in there automatically.
Right.
And McMichael's not. I guess he has to be the one guy out, right?
They felt like there were...
You can't have everybody in that on that defense.
Right.
I feel like it's a little bit of the personality of it, too. And like, you might not even be able to get him in today. And I'm not trying to say...
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying in the PC world of today, like, those 85 Bears, a lot of them are a little bit rough around the edges for this day and age.
So McMichael's crazy. He's from Texas.
I love him.
You just upset the show, baby.
That's the show, baby.
God, it's okay, show baby.
Can we show baby next,
okay,
please?
Dylan, yeah. Al had a contest to name the show baby. Well, nobody voted.
No.
So now the baby. Now it's show baby. That's the name.
Okay. All right.
And plus, I don't want the baby's personal information out there. There's a lot of weirdos in this world, okay?
I'm starting a showbaby.com site as soon as I get out of here.
Wait, oh, you're
I'm the
show baby's
man.
You're going to try to hold us for ransom. You know that's illegal. You can't, like, get a site name. And
no, that's not ransom. Holding their website hostage is not a... wait, not a hostage. Not hostage. Not real life.
Did you see Jay Feely?
Jay Feely?
There was a prom picture.
The kicker?
Yeah, the kicker. There was a prom picture where he has his daughter's prom picture.
We do all the social media stuff. We're the... we're the rumor mill.
Yeah, we're like the TMZ of a
retired kicker.
So Jay Feely, this is a big story. I don't know how you people aren't on this. Draft expert, my
sports
ass.
Sports machine, is this a big story?
Huge.
Wait, why didn't he give us a number that time?
It is the 67th sports story of the week.
Well, see, I mean, there's a lot of drafts coming up.
Yeah, I feel it.
Anyways. So there's a picture that's causing controversy where it's Jay Feely's daughter, Jay Feely's in the center holding a gun, and then the date is next to him.
His date?
Yeah. Not Jay Feely's date, the daughter's.
Oh.
Jay Feely's daughter is going on a date with this. You're a father now. You should be paying attention.
And they did like a joke picture of dad with a gun.
Right, right, right.
Doing that, and people got pissed.
People were a little upset. You know, it's a gun-sensitive culture.
Whatever.
But you feel like you're doing the show with Travis all of a sudden.
I like that show.
But the what was I saying?
No comment.
So the anyways, I think he was holding the gun to make sure the guy went out with the daughter.
Oh, wait, are you calling a 17, like 16-year-old girl ugly?
No, I'm just, no.
I think he was. Statistically speaking, he was.
Wow.
No, that is disgusting.
In wrestling, they would call the sports machine. This might be a heel turn for the sports machine. Because the sports machine has always been straight across the line, and I think the true colors are coming out.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It was insensitive and inappropriate.
Wait,
I'm sure he apologizes.
Wait, the sports machine is from Arizona, though, right?
It is. Yeah.
We don't know where it was from, but
it originally lived in Los Angeles.
Well, rescued it at a garage sale.
Maybe got influenced. Arizona. What's the feel about immigrants?
The sports machine?
Yeah.
Sports machine.
Yes.
How do you feel about immigrants?
They benefit the economy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not.
Zero feelings on them.
Oh.
I'm a machine.
That's like a face turn. All right, it went back. Yeah.
And I suddenly...
when they give me the right to vote, then I will have an opinion on the matter. But because I have 0%, except in Chicago, in voting, I'm inadequate.
Oh, okay. Some little words there. Okay.
Well, it's a glitch. I think it was glitching. I got to reset it. I'm going to hit the reset button. Hold on.
I must tell you that...
there we go.
I'm not sure what's going on with the sports machine tonight, but things are different.
Things are a lot different. Kind of like the sports machine.
That is the sports machine that Al Archer saved. George Michael used to have.
Yeah, I'm going to be selling it at a garage sale this summer.
Yeah. And you saved it at a garage sale in Tucson, Arizona, and it's evolved. It answers questions.
Well, it's off right now. Yeah. It's resetting. It takes a minute to reboot. So anyways, we should probably reboot the draft. We just got off of Vita Vena.
Yep.
Vita Vea.
Vic Vega. Does anyone get the reference? Vic Vega?
Where did you have him going, Billy?
Street Fighter, right? 10. 10. That was my crazy one. Because it's John Gruden, old school dude. Reminds him of Warren Sapp.
That
takes
so
the middle.
Sense. That makes complete
that, that's
sense.
For me. That's
yep.
what I think.
Dig
yep.
it.
Yep.
You want me
yep.
to keep going or you want to do some other stuff?
What about Green Bay?
Green Bay, I have them actually taking Ridley. I think I think Aaron Rodgers is going to take over as owner, you know, be like, dude, I need a wide receiver. Give me Jordy Nelson just left. Give me another wide receiver.
Is this a real power grab?
That's okay. So my question to you is, A, how do you feel about a player taking like a minority ownership in a team? And then B, if there was a Bears player right now to take ownership, who would it be?
This is why he had a show. These are really good questions. Let's see.
Yeah, that's
what bear would I want? Well, I'll answer the question. Not well. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care. It's a free market, and if he wants to invest in his future, and if he wants to invest in being able to build a team while he's a player, hell yes, that's an exciting sports story. So yeah, Clark, what do you think about that? Well, I think of what bear.
Well,
player
Al, here's the thing, guys. I was looking at Facebook Live there. I was a little bit tuned out, so I want that question again. Real quick.
Sure. So Aaron Rodgers bought a minority.
I'm going to get to one of our questions here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to let you guys know. We'll get to your question, Steve, here in just a minute. Oh. We do have some people that are tuned in on Facebook Live.
All right. Sorry, Steve. Yeah. So it was just saying that Aaron Rodgers bought a minority stake in the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about a player who is actively playing for the team, owning part of the team, and then B, if you could have an active player right now own part of the Bears, who would it be?
Oh, interesting. That is very, very interesting, Billy.
Okay.
What I'm going to do here is now that things are going well, I need to do one thing on Facebook, but Al probably has the answer to this question at this point.
I was waiting for you to start answering questions so I can think.
No.
Oh, man. Now I got to go on the fly here.
All right.
Who's our fullback?
So, here's what we're going to do. I don't know. I don't know which player. I'm sorry, Billy.
That's okay.
Which player do I want to have minority stake?
Yes.
I can't.
I'm going to go Allen Robinson. I love
Kyle Long. Wow, the new guy.
Yeah.
You're just going to trust the new guy.
Let's go. If the quarterback isn't working,
yikes.
I want a new quarterback. He's going to make sure that happens. Allen Trubinsky. His name's Al.
Allen Robinson.
Big Al Robinson.
Trubinsky. Oh, man.
That is a wonderful decision.
Ah, the sports machine's rebooted.
Thank God. Thank God.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so Clark, what do you feel about a player, an active player, taking minority ownership? I mean, it's a small percentage, and
it's interesting. Because I know
does he get any actual power?
Well, here's the thing. There are a lot of people who paid. How much is it for somebody to get one of those certificates that they put on the wall? You know this about the Packers, right?
Sure.
Like they sold ownership basically for like $200 or $250. Somebody could buy a Christmas present for a Packers fan.
Well, there's that. There's
they
also
are a minority owner.
Well, if you have season tickets, you're also partial owner too. It's the only non, you know.
Okay. Yeah, but which makes sense.
I think. Sounds right to me.
I think it makes sense. I mean, you do want to take care of your, I don't think they're owners, but you take care of those guys.
Yeah, it's like a public team, whatever you call
them.
It.
They know you need them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, bullshit.
It's a partnership.
I think if anyone else, I mean, on that team especially, Aaron Rodgers is the Packers right now.
Yeah.
He's the
right
franchise.
Now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he makes up for so much of that team's shittiness year after year that I know you guys have different feelings about him, but I just think he's, if anyone's going to own part of the team, it's going to be him or Brady with the Patriots.
Let me give you a little history lesson. Waylon Jennings.
Heard of him.
Right. Waylon Jennings was a great musician. He took ownership of his music and said, I don't need a producer to tell me how my sound should sound. I'm going to put my studio in a band, and I'm going to produce music. Nowadays, the entire hip-hop world is built upon guys producing their own albums. Guys are their own producers. That is common in music nowadays. Waylon Jennings sent the trend. Now Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing, throwing it back to the old days. Look, players were coaches. Players were owners. Now that it's going back and you're giving a guy an opportunity to craft his art in his vision and not an active player who understands the league now, not a guy who's 50, 60 years old who's maybe even never played the game, trying to build a team.
I like it.
All right.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I have there.
good point, Clark.
Can we go to this the Facebook thing?
Yes, there's some Facebook questions.
I do think that we talked about the fellow that the question's about a little bit.
Sure.
Maybe we could just go a bit more, or maybe just repeat it for those who weren't listening at that moment of the show. What do you think about Bradley Chubb from NC State?
So,
do you think a team like the Bears should trade up to get him?
I think he is a very, very good defensive end. He is. I don't know if he's ever going to be. He's not going to be a J.J. Watt. He's not going to be someone who's coming in. He's not going to be a Justin Houston. He's not going to get you 20 sacks this season.
Okay.
But he's very big. He's 6'4", 270. I mean, he's got decent size, decent speed. He's used to taking on double teams, triple teams. He was the best player on the field against Florida State last year when they upset him. And I don't think you should trade up for him. There's people who say that if he was on the board last year, to be number one overall, but I don't necessarily think so. I think this year he's clearly the third or fourth best player, but you can get some decent pass rushing. If you're looking for pass rushing, you can get that in the second, third round. There's a guy out of Oklahoma I like whose name I'm going to butcher, so I'm not going to try. He's coming out, and then Marcus Davenport later. You can probably even get him maybe early second round. I wouldn't trade up for Bradley Chubb. He's not Von Miller. He's not someone that I am 100% sure is going to give you 15
right.
sacks a year.
And trading up, that's just an interesting move.
You guys did that last year, too.
About trading down isn't always a terrible move.
I just don't know what you guys
feel better about trading down than I do trading up, pretty much.
I don't know what you guys could trade. You only got five picks this year.
Eight is such a weird spot.
Yeah.
Right. Which round are they? What are they? Are they missing second round? No, they're missing third.
They're missing the third round.
Yeah.
So you have the 8th, the 39th, the 105, 115, and 145.
Do you have all the Bears there?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did it for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And then, Al, I got the Patriots here, too.
Okay.
Just for you, buddy.
Should we get to the Bears thing here?
What's that?
Should we talk about the Bears?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, we can.
And
what do you want to talk about?
Who are they drafting with their second pick?
With their second pick? I like this man just mainly because of his name, but also position-wise. I know you guys said you addressed the wide receiver, but I've seen him go in a couple mocks to y'all. Equanimeous St. Brown from Notre Dame.
Okay.
I think he's a hell of a talent. And
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Hey, you said it right.
So, for the record,
you
have the first two picks for the Chicago Bears.
I got
the same local college?
I can, yeah. Both Notre Dame. Bring them over.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Okay. I wouldn't mind receiver, too.
I'd want it to be a reach, but this is the third or fourth best wide receiver on the board, and I think there's going to be, probably all three gone before him.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think maybe some O-line help after that. There's this guy out of Nevada I really like for you guys, Corbett. He's 6'4", 310. He can play guard. He can kind of play tackle, but also center, too. So if you guys don't go Nelson, as I say, Edmonds is another option for him. Or there's this defensive tackle I really like, Philip Harrison, that is just a stud.
Okay.
He played for Stanford last year, and he played 90% of the snaps, which you just don't see for defensive tackles. And he had over 100 tackles, which, again, you just don't see. So that's in the third round. I'd see you guys grabbing someone like that. Nothing else for depth. Somebody can cycle in and out.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Al.
What's up?
Nothing. Just for the record here.
I choked on some tea.
But he is drinking the tea this time. He didn't accidentally grab the whiskey glass.
Happy Earth Day.
Y'all, you have happened upon live at the Sports Attic.
Can I say something real?
This is Al Larcher. We've kind of gotten a little more laid back since last time.
Sure.
We were
in
the studio.
No, last time we were in suits. I remember that.
Different show.
Yeah. No, Al texted me the other day. He's like, "Hey, man, like, as per your contract, you want to come on this year again as, you know, our draft expert? I said, sure. They go, where are we doing it? He goes, the Sports Addict. I was like, okay. So then I started Googling Sports Addict to try to find what bar we were doing this at. And I was like, okay, cool. And it was, I found one in New York. I was like, no, that's weird. Yep. Found one in St. Louis. I was like, it's a little too far. And then it dawned on me about 30 minutes later, it's his fucking house.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, Al, is it your house? And he's like, yes. I was like, okay, thank you.
Oh, I didn't even realize I was trying to persuade you for the big live show, bar show.
Billy, we do the show at the Sports Attic.
Oh, totally.
It's called Live at the Sports Attic. We're not lying about that.
No, you're not.
It's an attic. We talk about sports in it. It's
you just withheld a little truth from me.
And you know what's happening? You know what's happening right now?
What's happening?
We're three guys sitting in the dark in an attic.
Oh, this does happen. A lot of times, depending on time of the year, this show ends up with two guys sitting in the dark. Talking about sports. Well,
that's okay.
Three.
Yeah,
but we got the light on.
There you go.
Well,
wow! It just it really shines now on Facebook Live.
What's that?
Like the picture readjusted for the light. Now it looks a lot better.
We could talk a little bit about the production because we are improving it every time. But I do have it right on the candle.
Yeah,
this was the first time you actually saw what I was doing. What do you think? Like,
well, next time I'll move my sleeping pills out of the way and, you know, I clean up a little around the attic. So Dali has a little better presentation.
So can I just real quick, though, who asked the question again?
That was Steve.
Steve. All right. So, Steve, what I was thinking, you're asking to trade up. I think we mentioned a little bit. I think if Nelson, Barkley, or Chubb is not there at 8, you trade down. I think you can get – Buffalo is desperate for a quarterback. You can probably get their 12th and their 23rd pick.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can grab Tremaine Edmonds, too, if that's, you know, strikes your fancy, or Roquan Smith, one of those guys. And then you can probably grab, you know, Quincy Carter, I think the linebacker from Georgia later, too, or a cornerback. You got the guy from UCF, Mike Hughes. If you need one of those guys, you need a safety. There's a couple guys there, too. The other guy, Harrison from Alabama, you know, defensively, offensively, whatever you guys need, you guys can do the 12th and the 23rd. I think that'd be the smartest thing to do if any of those three guys are not available.
Okay. All right. Well, again, Steve, thanks for asking the question. Billy, thank you for your fantastic answer.
Of course.
Again, thank you for coming to an attic where it's not at a
sports
bar,
with
better
a
live
than a
crowd.
Yeah.
Better than a bar. It's just a different place.
It's different. Yes, exactly. Not better. Not worse. Different.
You didn't know you'd meet the sports machine.
That is just a blessing, I think, today. I mean, on all days, too, especially Earth Day, to meet a machine that smart.
Thank you, Billy.
it's
been a pleasure. He should be at him all the time.
Billy, this is what I do. Who I do a show with.
Yeah.
You've done a show with another person. Like
I have.
You do. You brought us back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In its scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the partner that you have to work with just he goes above and beyond, and he's a 10.
Yes.
And I have a 10 right here.
And then other times.
This is the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
I have a fantastic partner who takes his show up and down some fun roads.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Burton. I'd give the team to Trey Burton.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's been
working
hard.
Would be,
that's a dedicated man.
The
6'3
tight end.
You just signed him in Philly.
Billy, that is a dedicated human.
Yeah,
I can see that.
That guy is going to – because he's a freak of an athlete at receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a
receiver
at tight end, and
yes,
then he can control the team. I'm in.
So he actually used to play quarterback a little bit at UF too. Trey Burton?
Yeah.
He was good. Do you know why they call him Trey?
No, I don't.
He's three times the tight end.
Al, you like this because he's the third.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's something Burton the third.
Anybody ever tried to call you Trey?
Trey Larcher and Lawrenson.
Wait, is that the baby's name? Could the baby's name please be Trey Larcher and? And
sure.
The last name
Yeah, there it is.
Trey
just,
Larcher and?
We just named the next baby. That's fantastic.
Baby? What, how do you like it? Oh, no. She seems upset.
Oh, no.
She's upset.
You know what? I'm going to put my foot down at that one. No, not that. I like everyone's suggestions and what have you, but when it's sarcastic and rude.
I don't think it's rude at all.
Did anybody die this week?
You got a brand.
Did anybody die this week?
Oh, no. Al's trying to bring up the fact that this show apparently has a direct line Billy, we have a direct line to heaven, and it can be good.
Okay.
But, man,
Wait, is Bruno calling?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep,
is Bruno San Martino calling?
Hold on a second.
That's amazing. How did I guess that?
Hello? You have no idea. Oh, no.
How are you doing?
You hear it's just echo. Like, it's just, he just a little.
Hello. What are you? I know my hearing is better now I'm in heaven. I hear no echoes. I hear good.
And sometimes if he has no idea how they spoke, he goes to this character.
You know,
every character starts talking like this, and then he evolves it when he remembers who they are.
You know I escaped the Nazis? Yeah, that was me. I escaped Nazis when I was a kid. Came to America. I had a disease. They told me I wouldn't live. I'd be a weakling. I lift weights every single day. All natural. Never a steroid in my body. I became champion of the world. Italians love me.
Bruno, what was it like wrestling in those early days?
Oh, Billy, that's a magnifico question. I would go to the Madison Square Garden, the MSG. I sell it out millions of times. People from all over the world, they come to see Bruno. And I would beat Russian.
San Martino, rest in peace. Bruno San Martino.
Yes, no, I'm not resting now. I'm lifting weights. Why aren't you lifting weights?
Does they wrestle anyone up there?
I'm retired now. Now I just lift weights and talk about health and exercise. Are you still going to the gym, Billy?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to look like you.
Well, that's very good. You've got to keep you lift every day.
Billy, you're doing a fantastic.
Hey, Bruno, if you could if you could wrestle any active wrestler right now, I know you're retired, but who would it be?
I tell you this much. I have very disdain for today's product. It is no good. They do not, they're very sexual, and they do stories that I don't like, I don't watch, I don't appreciate.
You know what, that Bruno only watches every, like, once 4 years.
I was about to say, did you stop watching in 2002 when the Attitude Era was over?
No, let me tell you this, Hulk Hogan, he comes, the very tan body, oil all over, he doesn't know how to wrestle.
Wait.
He doesn't know how to do imagination.
Okay. Wait, you didn't use any baby oil back in the day?
I'm a very Italian man. We sweat profusely.
No.
That's how we did it. You know why? Because I drank water every day. Lots of water. 64 ounces.
Yep. I remember back in the day, they were always harping on people drinking water.
Clark, I know you don't lift, but here's something you should think about. You buy a baby calf, and you lift.
Oh, no.
You lift a calf every day. Oh, and every day, the baby gets stronger because you feed it. Right?
Wait, so the baby gets stronger?
The calf gets bigger.
Okay, but you get stronger.
And you're getting stronger because it is getting heavier. Okay? And you keep lifting it, you keep getting stronger, slowly, gradually increasing the weight.
Yes.
And then do you know why you take a shower after this?
Because calves are gross?
Because they pee all over you.
Oh, that's
why traditionally, after you weightlift, you take a shower. Okay, I'm going now.
Bye, Bruno.
Hey,
I'll miss you.
Al, where? I didn't even notice, but Al, what'd you do? Did you go?
I was rebooting the sports
restroom?
Machine. We're back. Anyway,
fair enough, Billy. There is a time where this man and I called. I'm doing like a recap show. I don't know why. Called Blockbuster, and we talked to the last Blockbuster in America.
With the one in Alaska?
Like,
I think we got Oregon.
Or we found another one. There
was
really another one. Like, Twitter claimed there's only that
one.
Oh,
we had a list of 30. It took us, like...
Oh, and, we should have given up on the bit. Like, we should have given up on the bit. And, like, we joked about not giving up on the bit, and then we gave up on it, and then Al still came back and went back to it. Like, we called 15, 20, I don't know. It felt like 20. It might have only been 10.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But we found it. And they do have The Sopranos on VHS.
Good. Okay.
He answered the phone.
Yeah.
Like,
what's his job? What do you think he was going to do?
And Al uses a voice, like his default voice for parents, which is, oh, yeah. Hey, do you have The Sopranos on VHS? And the kid goes, well, let me look. And we heard him typing, and he looked it up. And he's like, actually, we do. And then Al goes, hey.
Do the voice.
Hey. Mrs. Allison's default parent voice. Hey. And he says, how do you get a membership there? And then the kid explains how to do it. You, like, come down and give your ID just like you used to at real Blockbusters. And I chime in with, like, a thank you. So it all of a sudden becomes apparent that it's, like, two guys on microphones doing a bit. But he, like, went with it for the rest of it.
It's his job. What else is he going to do?
It was amazing.
Do you think Blockbuster is getting a lot? I wish we still had that number. So we just call him back.
You think he's busy?
Right. What do you think they're doing?
I don't know.
It's Sunday. Like, people are Netflixing. Yeah.
I will say this, though. I used to work in high school at a Hollywood Video. And that was my favorite job of all time. And they had this strict rule about G movies that, I let it slide up to PG. And then I guess they didn't realize that 80s movies that were PG were really R.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched Fletch. What's up?
Not a boy.
Fletch and, what's the other one? Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Some good stuff in there too. Yeah.
But you,
I love Chevy Chase and Fletch.
Oh yeah.
Classic.
Nice job.
Thank you.
You were a rebel.
Thank you.
You were a straight up rebel.
Thank you.
Did you get fired for something?
Oh, yeah. I got fired. I think I've been fired from every job I've ever had.
Okay.
So
you like to test the boundaries.
No, that one, I went on vacation for a couple weeks, and then when I came back, I asked to be transferred to another store, and they said no. So that's kind of a mutual. I'd say we had, what's the term? Intellectual
mutual
differences.
Respect.
Mutual.
Yeah, yeah.
We had differences. Creative differences.
That's.
I wanted a job.
You
they didn't want me to have a job.
Yeah. Wow. You're as good at Larcher at this.
Wait, I don't know what that means.
Huh?
Patriots. Where were we? Who do we got close
to? Oh,
we're
doing the draft. Yeah, totally. So they have the 23rd, 31st, 43rd.
Like how it just flows from one into the other.
It's great. And 95th. They only got four picks this year, which is really weird for them.
Yeah.
So they're obviously, as they are every year, a big trade down potential. But if they stick with their picks, 23rd, there's this kid, Vanden Esch, out of Boise State. He's an outside linebacker. He's 6'5", 250, but plays like he's 220.
Okay.
They absolutely need, I don't know why I like the Patriots so much, but they absolutely need outside linebacker help, especially someone who can cover anybody, cover tight ends or running backs. And then they also need a left tackle to replace Nate Soldier. They have 31st pick, so I see him grabbing the first tackle off the board, Colton Miller, out of UCLA. He's a Nate Soldier clone. He's 6'9", like 330. He's got good hands, quick feet, and he can just plug him in right there. He'll be fine. They got a really good offensive line coach, too. Wait, Al, let me ask you this. Your team, the Patriots, now.
My secondary.
No,
team.
Your team.
Secondary.
Your team.
Your team in the past. So Tom Brady's talking about he's not exactly expressing what he's feeling, if he's going to come back or not. What do you think?
Well, gentlemen, I have to say this.
You're taking over as quarterback?
No, as a humble and proud man,
I have to
admit the kingdom is crumbling. The Patriots are falling apart, and this may be the end of the dynasty.
You think, like, this is the year?
I mean, they've been the NFC, the AFC champions, 2 years now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
And then three out of the past 4 years.
And three of those, like last year, I don't think I felt like, oh, they're definitely going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there they are again. And yeah, little things are starting to crumble apart. I hear they're unhappy.
And they still could have won last year. Like, it wasn't, Brady threw 500 yards. They still, if they would have stopped them on that one, like, 8-minute drive, they would have had a chance to get the ball back. And
why didn't Butler play?
Yeah.
Like,
that's pretty
still
weird.
The question.
That's pretty weird.
And Brady's pissed about it. Gronkowski's pissed about it. And everyone's pouting. And, like, there's a lot of backstage drama going right now. And
so my question about Gronk,
so
though,
weird.
When Gronk's talking about retiring,
yeah.
Do you think he just means that he thinks he's tired again? Like, he doesn't know what that word means?
That's 100% what it is.
The sports machine, what do you think?
Yeah.
That is accurate.
He's like, no, I'm retired. Like, I'm tired again. It's like, no,
sometimes
Gronk.
Sometimes the sports machine takes a minute to fire back up. It's old.
It is old.
It was recharging.
It's Soviet technology, right? From the
80s?
I can't go into
that. We don't really discuss where it's from and stuff. Like, no.
That's absolute top
secret. I tried once. It didn't go well, so, you know.
It's quantum physics.
We don't mess with the sports machine too much. He's our friend.
Okay. Sure.
He likes where he's at.
Sure. Get it.
We can't talk about it too much.
Yeah.
or else it's too much publicity for him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about the draft.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Well,
I,
since Billy has come in and discussed it with us and really informed us a little bit more.
Yeah, what is the gem?
What is the gem? Lamar Jackson.
And where do you have him going? What do you think is going
on? Buffalo, probably at 12. If he doesn't fall to Arizona, yeah. 15.
And what's his position?
Quarterback.
Okay.
He is – I think that people are falling in love with Josh Allen way too easily. I don't see anything that – I mean, like, he's athletic and he can throw the ball really fucking far. That's it. Like, I don't see him – I think I saw a stat where – for Josh Allen, his like completion percentage was 55 or less every single year. I think one year at 56 every single year since JV football in high school.
Wow.
It was like 56, 55, 49, yeah. 55. You got to complete passes in the NFL. I think Sam Darnold turns the ball over too much. Josh Rosen, who knows about him? I think Lamar Jackson is the best athlete by far. He's got a big arm. He can run. He can throw. And he's a perfect in this read pass option offenses that are coming out now. And I just think he is the best quarterback in the draft. So I think him at 12. I mean, that's not really a gem because I guess it's what, first round, whatever.
Yeah.
But
if you were to draft Mitch Trubisky and who he is right now,
sure.
We'll call it who he is right
I
now.
I wouldn't.
Where would he be in this draft?
In this draft, if he was coming out after 1 year, like we saw him play in the Bears,
yeah.
And he gets to be redrafted.
Right.
I have him going 8 to Chicago.
Wow.
Well, Nagy liked him, and he probably liked what he saw.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty, like they've talked a lot about how Nagy had him in Kansas City, and they had a great time together.
Mm-hmm.
And they really did, and he ended up getting drafted higher than expected or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nagy's really excited about where he is. Like, that was part of what got him here.
I just think Allen's a more beloved prospect. Like, scouts love him. I don't know why, again, and I'm sure they know more than I do, but they love him. Darnold, I think, is a better pro prospect than
okay.
Trubisky
okay.
is. And I think Rosen is the weird one because Rosen could be more like Rodgers or he could be more like Jay Cutler. He's one of those guys.
May I add one more layer to this? Do you think that the Bears would trade up to get him ahead of another quarterback?
Yeah, we'll trade you 7 Tampa. We're thinking about Trubisky, just so you know.
What would you take?
Nice. Fantastic.
Just trade us up. Give us your 3rd-round pick. It's okay.
We'd have to trade down.
You trade, no,
right?
Yeah, trade up.
Behind?
No, we're right in front of you.
Just ahead.
We're going to fuck with you all day.
You would be our 49ers.
Yep. Let's do it.
There's Lynch over there, which makes sense. Crossover player right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Right? Lynch played for Tampa?
Yeah.
Al and I were just talking. You might not even remember the NFC Central much.
Mm.
Do you remember?
The Norris Division. I remember that.
Like, Tampa being in that division.
It was Tampa and Green Bay. I remember
that.
That was a
big
one. I
wish they were in the same division still because I would have made that trip sometime.
Yeah.
I would have gone to that football game. No doubt about
it. Bears-Bucks?
Yeah.
You're playing again this year?
There?
No, in here.
Here?
Yeah.
I saw them here with Lovey. Bears
yeah,
1.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or not. Well, not me and Al. Me and Travis. Yeah, 10 to 3. It was like the worst game I've ever seen in my entire life.
Travis. I see what's going on. I see what's happening here.
Absolutely.
I see who you picked. I get it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Great. Okay, Billy.
Yeah,
woo!
That was it. That was a terrible game. And I don't. Why are we playing each other so much?
Well,
I think it's a throwback to the rivalry.
Mm.
Well, no, doesn't it happen just by formulas.
30
there's
in
formulas.
A row. 30
there
in a row.
A formula, yeah.
But
no, there's a formula. Everybody has it figured out before it comes out because you know the formula.
Well, no,
you just don't know when the games are.
You have to play your own division twice. You have to play another division once, and then it's kind of random.
Right. It's like the third in that division against the third in that division. But you can find that type of information.
But this is weird that the 30 in a row we're playing. Tampa and Chicago's playing.
Yeah, the math is added up.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll
right,
happen.
Right,
that'll
we're
happen
falling in the same categories.
Teams. It's great. It's a nice throwback.
You,
I enjoy it.
You know what's
but
fun-
it's still not twice a year.
You know what's it funny is that, you know what's funny is that, so I have family in Tampa. I'm from the other side of Florida, but.
Is that why you became?
Became.
Family from Tampa?
Mike Allstott.
Oh, nice.
Mike Allstott.
Local.
Joliet.
Fella.
Joliet boy.
Joliet.
So I remember we went to a couple of Bears Bucks games, and I my uncle had family from Chicago.
Okay.
So like I had a little Bears Bucks rivalry in me before I even kind of knew when I was like 5, 6 years old. Went to the old Sombrero when it wasn't Raymond James, wasn't the Pirate Ship. It was like this old nasty stadium. And we went to a couple of those games. Yeah.
That's cool.
That stadium was nasty.
It was bad. It was bad.
Do you remember him in like the creamsicle?
It was terrible.
Why? I'm going to go.
I kind of like him.
Why
I'm
don't
not
the Rays
lie.
Have a better stadium yet?
The Rays?
They've been forced to?
Tropicana? Because no one goes
to
it.
Baseball?
No. Are you talking about Tropicana for the Rays? Or
for the Rays. Why isn't the baseball? Why is the baseball team still allowed to play there?
Well, they're still allowed to play? They don't sell out. Florida teams don't sell out. That's the issue.
But, like, there's still a – they have this one rule where if the ball hits the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
it's an out or something. Like, there's a ceiling rule. Like, the baseball game doesn't fit in the stadium.
I guess there hasn't been enough where it's, you know – yeah, or maybe people just swing down.
And I don't mean to crap on it. I just
they should probably play, like, 100 games there and figure it out.
probably 81 a year. Yeah.
81?
They can't 81 figure out
81. 81 games?
81 games a year.
148. I could bargain with. I could bargain with 148. I don't like our differences. And you guys are
both.
Oh,
you're at 81?
I didn't realize neither one of you were baseball fans.
You just said
there should be 81 games
in
a baseball
season. Yeah, I'm Billy 100%.
Didn't you just say that?
There's 162 games in a year, so there's 81 games played at home.
Oh, no. Oh you're,
yeah,
you're talking
totally
about
different
here.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Oh.
No, I went to... Total.
Oh, okay.
Al wants to drop this game to like 70 or something. Like his numbers are 70.
Oh, I'm at 144 for baseball.
See, all right, 81
good.
I
would
can
be
work
perfect.
With that. We can have a conversation. What would be comfortable, Al?
Well, how many?
At least Billy's sensible.
Here's what you have. You have from what is it?
I think March is ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
It shouldn't fucking start in March.
June,
that's ridiculous.
July, August, September, October's in your playoffs. That's fine. Whatever you want to do, go. You know, cut games down and make it fit in there. Perfect. That's
okay.
A perfect, sensible sport.
Okay.
Okay, talking about sensible, though, I got one question about the draft.
All right.
All right, so the Browns have the first and the fourth pick, right? You're the Browns. Fuck it. You went 0-16.
Yeah.
You draft two quarterbacks, and you play one the first eight games and the other the last eight games. What do you think?
Worst idea in football.
Yeah.
You're the Browns. You went 0-16. It can't get any worse.
Yeah, no. Didn't the Bears try this?
I don't know.
Don't you remember when
you draft? Like, you draft like Sam Darnold and like Lamar Jackson, so two totally different quarterbacks.
So you're saying have a job audition?
Yep. What was last year? 0-16.
What if one of them all of a sudden? What if the guy who you pick first goes like? Seven games in the season is like flawless. You don't try the other one.
You do. Really? You
what
have
I like
to.
About this or question just, is it's kind of like the. This is the last hurrah. This is just like fuck it. We are bottom of the barrel. Screw it. What the shit? The two best quarterbacks are going to come in and try out for us. Fuck it.
What about
you're just like throw a bomb in the air?
Okay, fine. Let's say the other guy's flawless. Let's say he's Deshaun Watson, right? He comes out
right.
And he's
fun watching.
Balling. He's balling. You leave him in.
Exactly. And then the other guy just gains trade value.
Yep.
Without ever being seen.
I would have so much fun
good.
Watching this. I would have a lot of fun.
What do you do if you're?
And what else would you do? You're fucking Cleveland.
Exactly.
In even a more realistic scenario, what if the Colts...
Wait, this isn't realistic?
I don't think it is.
Even more realistic.
Oh, okay, all right. Got it.
But he goes, somehow we found a more realistic thing. That's what Al just said. You're like, this is not realistic.
If you are the Colts, do you consider getting a quarterback?
Not at six.
Because you, let's say you...
No, Andrew Luck, man.
Let's say Andrew Luck's not ready to go.
You have Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett is still a pretty decent level starting quarterback.
Really?
Yep. He went to my high school, so I have to like him.
Oh, okay. He's prejudiced.
Yeah.
He's a fan.
Dwyer High School.
Let's say Luck comes back and he's awesome. First eight games, he's killing it.
Yeah.
Same scenario. You have this hot guy you picked up in the draft, a top five level guy sitting in your bench. Somebody's going to trade you something insane for that. If Andrew Luck sucks or he's hurt or there's something clearly not right, you have your future and you could still, there's still questions.
I think
Andrew Luck still has value.
I think the more ridiculous of the two is the Browns doing it. That's more ridiculous than the Colts.
Good,
so the Colts is a smarter choice for the Colts.
It is. It's more
to go with the two versus two. It's Luck versus this guy than it is for the Browns to do that.
Just saying. Fuck it. You went 0-16 and then 1-15 the year before.
Thank you for, like, I think you're understanding what the sports addict is.
I would do like, either of them.
Like, you, thank you like for that.
I just think
we're not,
thank
we're
you,
not in
thank
the,
you.
The bar.
We're not actually
in front
of
a live crew.
Actually, the Sports Attic is a clothing retail store in New York.
Hell yeah, it is. This is an extension
we're going.
Of it.
We are going. I'm going.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Is there anything else that needs to be said?
I mean, I think we pretty much covered exactly what Live at the Sports Attic is. Sports is all about.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got that out
Hello.
Of the way.
Hello.
Yeah.
But anything left in the draft that...
A lot, so I don't know if you guys want to actually...
Oh, yeah. No, please.
No,
I'm in.
You're in? Okay.
100%.
All right. No, I lied. Nothing else. I'm done.
There's nothing? There's not one little.
No, I mean like that's... this is a good draft for like
if we were
tight
talk,
ends and
if we were to talk
our...
next Sunday. What do you have to say next Sunday? Like what would you like to say?
I'd be excited to see where Will Hernandez lines up. He's a. By the way, I want to say I don't know who did that, but on your blog talk radio's page,
uh-huh.
You have a lot of hashtags underneath.
Yeah,
and one of your hashtags is Renfro. The center from Arkansas.
Okay.
I just want to say him and Willie. You have him and Willie Hernandez, who are
well,
like two of my favorite
to,
players.
To talk to our hashtag guy. We got a guy who did the hashtag.
And I just want to say,
yeah,
like,
our intern.
And Renfro's like a third round pick, so I just don't know why he was on there, but I really like him because he's a versatile 6'5" center who could play center or guard. Went to Arkansas and is gonna immediately improve
what
your
I'll
run
do
game.
Is, after the show tonight, I'll put you in touch with our intern. Who did the hashtag.
And also it's Roquan Smith, not Raekwon Smith.
Yeah.
Just little nitpicks. Roquan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
We've got this figured out.
But it's Saquon.
Thank you.
It's Saquon Barkley and Roquan Smith.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, there you go. Right. You'll figure it out later.
There's the letters in there will help you.
I can't get Trubisky, so
no,
I don't
he hasn't figured that out yet. We still one
Tresserman.
Thing that carried over.
Mark Tresserman.
One
yeah,
thing that has
that
carried
guy.
Over was the ability to pronounce names. It's really working out for us.
That's what's keeping us from going national. It really is. It's
yeah.
The names. All right.
Yeah. Billy?
That's all I got.
I appreciate
it. Nothing
you.
Else. I appreciate you.
Of course.
And I appreciate Steve.
Yeah.
Our lone question.
Thanks for the question.
Thanks, Steve.
On Facebook. You know, Facebook cut out on us about a half hour ago, but we've been on Blog Talk still.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Lovely.
We did a long time on that. That was fun. It was a nice experiment figuring it out. We've been trying to figure out a way to go there. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I think that's all there is to say. Yeah, but seriously, Bruno Sammartino was an amazing wrestler.
Yeah.
And like a true legend, like when they talk legends, he is a guy who carried. I mean, he did. He escaped Nazis. Like like his life story is insane, and he did everything with respect and dignity. And all the wrestling, everybody talks garbage. Nobody has anything bad to say about Bruno Sammartino. Like the WWE Hall of Fame wasn't legitimate until they put him in a couple years ago. Like it was because it was such a joke. It'd be like not having Hogan in, you know. It
wait,
was,
he was in. He was in seniors like New York, right?
Yeah. He was in the WWF, and then
Vince
Jr. They didn't see eye to eye, and there was a big fight, and he pretty much disappeared. And because WWE is the sport, it controls the history, and in a lot of ways, they shut him out of their history. And, like, growing up, I mean, we watched WWE. You didn't hear anything about Bruno Sammartino.
It was WWF then, but...
Yeah. They didn't have tributes
like in the
to,
80s,
or...
Like, and you could only watch wrestling, like, on Saturday mornings at 11 or something like that. And then the Monday night show started, but it wasn't live. It was more like a talk show.
Right.
Like Bobby Heenan kind of hosted a talk show on it.
Yeah.
It was so different back then. But
it was like a Letterman type.
But Bruno was kind of finished up by then, right? Like,
well,
he
didn't have to be.
He was the old guy.
He didn't. Yeah, right. He couldn't wrestle anymore.
Right.
I mean, he could, but it wasn't to the level I think he would want to. But they just, what I'm saying is they got rid of his history.
Yeah.
You know, they would talk about certain people, and they never mentioned Bruno Sammartino. Iron Sheik was a bigger deal than Bruno Sammartino.
Like, American wrestlers have been going back to Japan, and this is kind of the after show, but let's keep it rolling here. Because you had asked earlier about Al's trip to Japan. I
yes.
knew you were interested.
Yes.
In and I would like to maybe just a quick recap on that. Let Billy know, let maybe some new listeners that we've grabbed tonight know, like, Al took a trip to Japan. Like, had you been out of the country before?
I'd been to Mexico when I was
a
kid.
Mexico. Yeah. But this is you're going to Japan, and the setting is he's going to their WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Wrestle Kingdom.
It's in New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's in the egg. That's what they call
the
stadium.
Dome. Oh, they do? They call the Tokyo Dome the egg?
The egg.
What is it in Japanese?
I know zero Japanese.
Yeah.
Which
the
was
night,
fun. That
the
was
night
fun.
Before was actually their American football championship.
That's true.
True story.
They have an American Football League?
Yeah.
We can discuss that later. That would take us down a different wormhole, and it takes a long time. But there is an American Football League championship there. But, and then Wrestle Kingdom 12?
Yeah, it was 12.
Was the next night. And Al's been planning on it for a while.
Yeah. And then the DraftKings things helped me get there. And it was, man, the best whiskey.
Remember DraftKings?
Their drinking culture is fantastic. Their eating culture. They're so friendly.
What was the best meal you had?
Going in a little hibachi like bars where they just bring you the meat cut up and you just toss it down for a minute. It's so thin and you just eat it.
Yes.
So damn good.
The most awkward was probably that live fish.
Live fish. Yeah. With the convulsing fish. On the
table. Awesome. I'm all about that.
Cultured. Smoke cultured.
I like that.
I put a napkin over it because like a sheet at a morgue because I just couldn't look at it. It was terrible. Its mouth was moving and it was like, I'm trying to eat sushi. And then the guy cooked it for me because I tried to grab it and it like flopped and I freaked out and I like dropped a fork and they all came running and the chef's like, oh, you're trying to eat it. And I think it was just for garnishing.
Oh,
and then he deep fried it and I had to pretend like, you know, like it was crust. Yeah, that was but the sushi was amazing. It was like $150 worth
of
Chicago sushi for like $30.
And he was able to upgrade based on how he did with DraftKings.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Which it's fantastic. The upgrade just makes it that much better. I love what you experienced while you were there. Al did some really fantastic stuff.
Yeah, played virtual Mario.
What's that? What's virtual Mario?
Like you sit in a cart and you have VI. You have the VI.
Oh, no way.
And yeah, you play Mario Kart. Like you grab the shit and throw it and you're driving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Fun. They had that was a whole like theater.
Is that something you wish you had more time to develop your skills in there more?
No, I played it once, and I'm like, dude, I'm getting dizzy. Let's get out of here.
Okay, all right.
Getting the spins.
But you got to experience.
And then you walk out of that place, and Godzilla, like a life-size Godzilla, is between the buildings.
So they know what they're all about.
Yeah,
They're like, we get it.
Their culture's so fun.
Like
the teddy, everyone's got teddy bears and face masks.
And they'll
masks
put it everywhere, and they're like, yeah, let's do this.
Let's just, fuck it,
Have you been to Japan?
Nope.
That's
when I graduate. That's where I'm going.
One of the
hell yeah, man.
Good.
Mm.
Do it. I kind of want to do it now, but he's told me about the 7-Elevens.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they're like, I've seen videos. They're like real fucking stores with great food and like good stuff.
That's also where you go to buy tickets for things.
Oh, really?
Well, you go to the hardware store. You go to Lawton's.
Yeah. You go to different places. And
oh, 7-Eleven too. That's
true. You might be too young for.
Yeah.
But we used to go to the mall to a store. I think it was Bergner's out in Rockford. You went to that store and got
Carson
a line,
and
they would sell you tickets for concerts inside of retail stores.
He's not that young.
I used to date a girl from Rockford.
We've discussed this on our shows before.
Pecatonica.
Used to drive out there, yeah. Pecatonica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. That'll get me down another wormhole. We can't go there. We will not go there. But that's fantastic. But... Where were we on that?
I don't know. No. It was good times.
Billy?
Yeah. Yes, good times.
Well, I got to tell you, those of you who've heard us tonight, I've enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I have too.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, peoples.
All right. Well, if I can find. You know whatever. You know why the show always continues?
Because you can't find the stop button.
I can't find the theme song.
Well, once in a while,
I search that and then I get off topic.
Once in a while, somebody gets a notification about a dead celebrity, and then they happen to call in before I know they
wait,
died.
Wait, I heard a...
Before I know they died. Last week we had a breaking one. Oh,
oh man. I think I have a breaking one right now.
Uh-oh.
Chewy Garcia.
No.
I think Chewy...
No.
Chewy just died.
No way.
No way.
No, that's
no.
sad.
Oh,
wait.
No. You're supposed to call in this Chewy... Oh.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No, I'm making
no,
that up.
I
want
that
you to call
back.
Oh, that is
no,
that's an old
no,
wow.
Hang on a minute.
Damn it. No,
no
I'm sorry.
No.
Chewy's not actually dead. I just wanted you to do the voice.
I know. That's why you said to me, and I was supposed to go along with it and get Al going, and I understand. I'm all about breaking the fourth wall right now because I just watched the Gary Shandling documentary from
Oh, yeah.
And tonight, Al, it's still free on Comcast tonight, and this sounds like I'm pitching it, but I watched it all. My wife was like, wow, you just got down a weird wormhole because – honest to God, on HBO, and wow, I said that. The Gary Shandling documentary from Judd Apatow is absolutely fantastic. Please don't judge your opinions about Judd Apatow and who he is. Watch that entire thing. Gary Shandling. I forgot about the It's Gary Shandling show.
Oh, great.
He was the first guy to break the fourth
wall.
Now. I think that's why I've really been just
can't wait.
Drilling that home with you. So for you listeners at home, I just want you to know that I am now currently talking about breaking the fourth wall and discussing it with these guys, and that's why I've been doing it the entire show. I have been breaking the fourth wall, as I just told you, the listener at home, and I am still doing so. And now you know that I was discussing where I saw it tonight. Go watch that show.
Can I tell you a really dumb story that I think I've told Al before?
Let's just keep record. Make sure that we don't do this after this.
About you, Clark.
Oh boy.
So when you were KJ and back when they first started – you used to go, hey, now, every now and then.
I did?
And, yeah, you did. You go, hey, now. And I was watching, I was watching Larry Sanders' show at the time.
Holy shit.
And I was like, that show's hilarious. And I was like, fuck yeah, someone actually seen Larry Sanders' show. So I go up to it and I go, it's like fourth week, maybe, whatever, first month, however you want to call it. I go, hey, dude, have you seen Larry Sanders' show? And you go, nope. And I go, that's so weird, like, because you're doing the hey, now. Like, where'd you get that from? You're like, I don't know. And I was like, that's so weird. I knew you were comedy with Alan. This would be so up your alley. You'd love Larry Sanders show. You're like, okay, I'll check it out. And then like a year later, we go on the staff trip and I randomly bring it up somehow to Brent. And Brent just starts laughing his ass off. And I go, what's so funny? He goes, he loves that fucking show. And you never told me that you actually saw that show. I thought it was the weirdest. Like you
really,
kept that
really.
You kept that bit up for a year.
Well, yeah. What is this?
No.
This is breaking news. Now we got something.
Either I was. I think that you and I, when we worked together at Trader Todd's, it was during the Stone Years.
Sure.
You know that like every KJ has an evolvement.
Every KJ. Yep.
Because you either have to stop smoking for a while on the job for a bit just to get your shit back together and tone it back down, but you always go back to smoking a little bit while you're on the show.
Okay.
Like while you're running karaoke. That's how I've seen it happen.
It's terrible.
That's how it is. It's terrible.
I think I'd asked you
was,
like 6 months later too, and you still said no. So you kept the bit up for like an entire year.
I think that perhaps You were
are you saying you were zoned out? Is this the excuse you're giving in this court of law?
I don't remember this.
You're doing a bit. It's okay.
No, I don't remember this. I don't believe that this happened.
It did.
No.
It did. I remember it vividly. Because I was like, finally, someone's seen Larry Sanders' show. Someone I can talk to about it. I can finally find a friend.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Yeah, hey now.
Billy's story is accurate.
Okay.
Even though I never heard it. I say hey now because I listen to Howard Stern, and Howard Stern used to play the clip, but he always explained it was the guy from the Larry Sanders show. But it was like if you listen to Stern, like every conversation,
dude,
there's a hey now.
What you have to do is you have to watch. You have to watch it as a documentary. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Because remember when Dave Letterman left to CBS with The Late Show? Remember
that? Yeah.
Because Leno was getting the Carson gig, and he's like, all right, I'm not getting it. Cool. I will go do my own 10:30 show. Well, at the time, Gary Shandling was up for Late Night, which Conan ended up taking, which that's how he became Conan O'Brien Late Night with Conan O'Brien,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty fantastic in that business.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Shandling was up for that, and he said, no, what I'm going to go do is do a show
about
a talk show.
Yeah.
Because he'd already been thinking it, which he had – Shandling had already been the guest host for Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guest host for
yeah.
Carson. Anyway, see the show. Thanks for pretending to be into it, Billy. I appreciate it. At least Al doesn't pretend.
Huh? I don't even know what's going on.
I don't even know which one of you I should discuss with. Watch it! Watch it.
I think I started it, and I liked it, and I just got distracted about something. So I will, Clark, for you, I'll go home and watch it.
It's just, it's really long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
watch
fine.
It in pieces.
You
okay.
know what?
It's long.
I'll
watch
put it on a tablet while I'm playing a video
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, they're going to be like a podcast.
Wait.
He was smart enough to break it up into two parts.
Yeah.
But each part is a better half of an hour and a half.
Wait, Al, what yeah. are you playing right now?
What do you mean?
What video games are you playing?
Oh, is he right now?
I know, not right now.
This is embarrassing.
General.
This is embarrassing.
Let's keep going.
I'm playing Madden.
Yeah.
And I'm playing The Sims.
Like, I can't
help. And I'm playing a wrestling booking game.
Wait, like when you're Billy the Doorman, Kansas? Wait, what was it, Personal Jesus?
Exactly. No. This is like an actual simulation game where you like own a federation and it's the real world. Like you hire and you book the talent.
So you actually own a federation?
Yeah, Elite Wrestling. It's great. We're making money. I won the lotto and I invested $50 million.
Yeah.
I just signed The Rock. He's now the commish.
That's smart.
Yeah.
He kind of named it as an offshoot of a big New Japan...
Elite.
Elite.
No, that's delete.
I know that's
delete. Oh yeah, that's different. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Hey, you didn't ask me to get into your Royal Rumble thing this year.
Because last year I did such a great job, right?
I think you were hustling me last year. I think you only sent me the text, and you're like, I know how to take money from Clark. He's like, what are the chances it hits his guy? I got 31 guys. I think he took me to task.
Wait, do I owe you money? I have no idea what happened.
No, I don't either.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no. You paid me out.
Huh?
Because I won your Royal Rumble.
Sure.
Thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds like a scam to me.
I don't know
which side is the scammer, but I did this.
Article found.
No, oh. I came home the other day, and Ashley was drunkenly playing The Sims on PlayStation
nice.
2.
Yeah, it's a great game.
How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Enough to party.
Four children.
Yeah, four kids.
Have? But you're also pretty successful, if I recall.
Well, I'm a pianist. Yeah, I'm a concert pianist.
If you're the joke with a 10-inch penis.
And I play, you know what? I kind of am 10 inches on that. And I play,
I don't know the joke. I know the punchline is 10-inch penis.
anyways, it's a great game. I'm also playing a game where you colonize Mars.
Only here. Only here.
What's the last game about Bruno Mars?
You're colonizing Mars.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's too much work.
Is it worth it?
I'm learning. I'm still learning. Dead humans, you know. I can't get people. You got to give them oxygen. You got to find water. It's a whole task.
And like The Sims, as opposed to that, where The Sims, you take away the ladder so they can't get out of the pool, so you watch them die on purpose.
No, I don't play like that. I'm not. That is sick, Billy. I will say, I just moved into a mansion. And the rent I can't afford because the penis just died.
You think it's not just that they're bad people?
Four
but
kids,
maybe,
he's
maybe
dead.
Maybe they just treat it like a game a little bit.
What?
You know, like...
There's games where you
sure,
go kill, though. But I'd rather play Fallout to go kill somebody.
Well...
I mean, I get doing it. You gotta see what happens.
He wants to become the best at the game.
Yeah.
And still have fun doing it. The other style is just like... Just
screw around.
Your balls off. Screw around.
I get it.
But
I'm a very serious person.
The screw around folks piss you off. On live, you're bitching at them.
Here's an article from the Chicago Tribune.
Uh-oh. I like that both types of folks can have fun.
December 10th.
I don't.
1991.
Only one.
Yeah, I know. Everybody should have fun. You should enjoy the game you're playing, however you play.
Nope.
This is by Steve Niditz.
Yep.
Niditz. Steve McMichael's television career came to an abrupt end on Monday when
yes!
the Bears' veteran defensive tackle was fired from his analyst job on WMAQ Chicago Sports Sunday.
Yes.
Michael's latest stunt using a phony syringe on Channel 5 sports anchor Mark Giangreco at the end of Sunday night's show in an attempt to make fun of HIV testing apparently was the last straw at station manager Pat Wallace.
What's the name of this website? The Onion?
This is the Chicago Tribune.
Real. Like, legit. 100%.
We have worked with Steve in the last year and a half.
Do you not believe it? Like, you honestly question this?
No, it's a real story.
100%. Billy, it's 100%.
That is something else, man.
Oh, he was wild, though. He was. And it was...
Billy, it's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's real.
It is a real story.
Like, it really
100% accurate, or he could sue him.
You got to understand, the 85 Bears could do no wrong.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he'd been fired a few times before.
You guys know that was 33 years ago, right?
Yeah.
You ever going to get over it?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. No, just
no,
wondering.
No.
Are you ever going to get over 9/11?
Oh
yeah.
My God, Al!
No,
yeah.
It's an event in your life.
You cannot compare that.
It's an event in your life you will never forget.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could get. Well,
I'm over it.
Well, yeah, over it. But can you ever forget? Can you ever forget?
No, that's part of the slogan. Never forget.
Exactly.
That's not fair.
They have a slogan. That's like the Bears.
That's not fair. That's part of the thing.
The Bears have a slogan too.
Can I tell you something?
Super Bowl shuffle.
Something that's good for the soul and makes you feel better about all that.
Chicken soup.
And feel great, is being a fan of America's game, baseball.
Mm.
And
yes.
When the Chicago Cubs
yes.
broke the drought, finally mm-hmm. won the World Series in 2016 when Al's boy Theo grabbed a hold of them, and those Chicago Bears finally won it. The ghost
Chicago
of Steve
Cubs.
Goodman.
Clark, you know who this is?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, you know, it took a rainfall to end the drought.
I did. It took tears.
I hear you guys are talking about my Super Bowl win.
That's what I did.
Wait, who is this? Hello, who is this?
Who do you think this is? I won the Super Bowl in 1985.
Randall.
Buddy Ryan.
Oh.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah, resting. I'm still busy doing schemes. I got a 4-6-7 now.
Wait, you punching one of your players again?
The first in...
We don't talk about that in heaven.
The first in, I still believe, ever, coach, to ever be carried off the field. Defensive coordinator.
That's right.
Oh.
The first ever defensive coordinator. I'm sorry.
McMichael lifted me up.
Yeah, a couple of those guys lifted.
Did you
up
did you feel a pinch in your leg when he lifted you up?
I don't get it.
Did he stab you with a syringe?
No, that's not funny. That
wow.
He is a saint, and that they shouldn't have fired him. If he wants to stick syringes in loudmouth local anchors, he should.
I must say,
God. People are pathetic today. That's why defenses don't play defense anymore.
Billy and I both knew that he was talking about, knew what he was talking about with the syringe. We knew it, and you didn't. Oh, come on.
Come on, buddy.
Buddy.
You think I'm listening to that half-assed show?
Yeah, just call him.
I thought it was live in a bar this week.
This is what I'm doing. Wait a minute.
Can I say?
That's two people who
yeah,
like,
wasted Buddy Ryan's time. I'm sleeping right now.
Two people mistaken. How do you not know what the sports attic is? Like, you know the sports attic. Everybody knows.
I only know about it because of the connection to the attic for heaven.
Oh, buddy.
No.
Lightning struck. All right, well, I'm out of here.
Bye, buddy.
Yeah, goodbye.
Billy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, yep. Billy. It's been a pleasure having
thank
you.
Thank you. It's been
we
nice.
Really do.
It's been fun. Yeah.
We do this show still weekly. I mentioned it earlier when we were doing the between the first part of the show and the second.
Mm-hmm.
We did the tease.
I remember the tease.
Yeah, and
it was
then
fun.
We did the show. And that's when you kind of knew what the sports attic was all
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing here. So thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher. I'd like to thank those of you on TuneIn.
Why are you talking like you're on PBS?
And, I don't, NPR.
NPR.
And all of you. Yeah, I mean PBS.
And make sure you follow and like us on your local device, as every like encourages other listeners to tune in as well. And that helps us grow. That's.
No, that was good.
That's how they do it on the PBS.
We got it. All right.
We're just like, hey, you know, like, just give us a like thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I think everything that needs to be said has been said.
I actually do.
I found the music inside. Thank God.
Nailed it.
Thank you, Billy. You're awesome, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clark. You're awesome as well.
Thank you much, Al.
And, yeah, good night.